From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At the first high-level North-South Korean talks in 2 years, the South has proposed holding family reunions during next month's Winter Olympic Games, while the North offered to send a high-level delegation and athletes to the Games hosted by South Korea. South Korean Unification Minister Cho Myung-gyon said the talks resumed after having been severed a long time, but he believes meeting is a first step and half the journey. The talks are the result of the North's acceptance of a South Korean offer to meet following North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's offer of dialogue during a New Year's Day address. Korean Society Senior Director Stephen Norper said outside pressure over the North's banned nuclear missile programs may have created the atmosphere to make the talks possible.
Clearly, the U.S. has taken a peaceful pressure campaign. It clearly has been something that Donald Trump has taken credit for in terms of sustaining pressure. There has been a step up of U.S. military capability. There have been a whole set of drills over the last 6 months. And so those joint exercises have been perceived seriously, and sanctions may be taking a bite.
The U.S. has welcomed the talks but insisted the Korean Peninsula must be denuclearized. A cyclone that struck the Indian Ocean island nation of Madagascar over the weekend killed nearly 30 people. Several are still missing. Tropical storm Ava passed over the eastern part of the African country Friday and Saturday with winds as high as 190 kilometers per hour. Zimbabwe's main opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai said Monday it's time for his generation to step back and allow new hands to lead. Tsvangirai has been at the helm of the Movement for Democratic Change since its founding in 1999. Last year he disclosed he's battling cancer and spent weeks in South Africa seeking treatment. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron continued his state visit to China Tuesday by touring Beijing's Forbidden City ahead of his bilateral talks Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Monday, Mr. Macron sought reciprocity in business ties with China. Jean-Pierre Cabestan is a China watcher at Hong Kong Baptist University.
If there's one word to summarize his approach to France's relations with China is reciprocity, which means all the initiatives made by China are okay as long as they allow French businesses, French companies, and French interests to be protected.
The French leader hopes to bolster business ties with China while cooperating in areas of climate change and security. An Iranian oil tanker continues to burn off the east coast of China after colliding with a freighter Saturday. The body of one of 32 missing crew members has been recovered. Concerns are growing the Sanchi tanker could explode and sink, creating an environmental hazard. The Trump administration announced Monday it will suspend temporary protection status to nearly 200,000 citizens of El Salvador who've lived in the U.S. since earthquakes struck the Central American nation in 2001. They hold what's called temporary protected status, which has shielded them from deportation. Jaime Contreras is with the Service Union International Union.
This decision, you know, it wasn't completely unexpected, but it's real. And it makes me sad.
Ira Melman is with the Private Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR.
Quite frankly, it should never have been dragged out for this long. You have lobbyists who lobby over and over again to have this benefit extended long after the triggering event has occurred and long after any reasonable time frame for the country to recover. And we should not allow that to happen.
The decision comes amid a debate over the status of hundreds of thousands of young immigrants who came to the country illegally as children. President Donald Trump told U.S. farmers Monday that his administration is making it easier for them to do what they do.
We're streamlining regulations that have blocked cutting-edge biotechnology, setting free our farmers to innovate, thrive, and to grow.
Speaking in Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Trump said his recently enacted tax plan will benefit family farmers. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced a cabinet reshuffling Monday as Britain prepares a new phase in negotiations to leave the European Union. The top posts of Foreign Secretary, Brexit Secretary, Chancellor of the Exchequer, Home Minister remained unchanged, but she appointed a new chairman and deputy chairman of the Conservative Party. The year 2017 was the most expensive for disasters in U.S. history, following three strong hurricanes, wildfires, flooding, tornadoes, and drought. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the tally exceeded $300 billion. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.